Imagine there is a house, a big, beautiful house. The homeowner is very proud of it. He has spent a lot of time building it and getting it together. The homeowner now realizes that the house is infested with a pest, termites or bed bugs. The more he discovers, the more he goes in and tries to get rid of them. He tries killing them. He sees that they are in the floorboards. They're in the walls. They're in the very infrastructure of the house. Naturally, he would go and try to annihilate all of them. So the issue is how he goes about it. He goes to, say, Home Depot and picks up a can of Raid and psh, sprays. Done. Absolutely wrong. We know that an issue is way more than the surface level of it. We know that there are more deep, infrastructurally, systematically built issues at hand. If he sprays the surface level, what about the walls? What about the furniture? The bugs are still there. I think slavery is much like that. It's an issue that is not just a physical bondage, but a psychological and emotional. I think back to the William Lynch speeches of 1700, which were literally PSAs to slave owners of how to break your slaves, telling them to beat their wives in front of the slaves, and telling the men they couldn't do anything about it to psychologically show them you are nothing, you are little. That type of dehumanization and desecration does not go away with the 13th Amendment. A 13th Amendment is surface level, superficial. You think about when slavery ended, a 15th Amendment and a 14th Amendment were put in place. But when you really think about it, after slavery ended, black people had no skills. How could they have? We know this. We know that after slavery ended, sharecropping is what most black people did or worked in factories. We know that grandfather clauses were put in order to stop people from voting. Jim Crow, all of that. We know that slavery didn't end at slavery. So it is very possible to look beneath the surface to find more insects, to find the larvae, the eggs that have left behind after the actual incident. So black people are poor. Sharecropping. They can't get money. Generations pass. They're poor. They're poor. We go on. Now black people are impoverished and the children, the youth are raised in an impoverished state, and now we have something that they are no longer children or youth. They are super predators. What is a super predator? Is that just an actual thing created by God, or is it a mythological creature created by Bill Clinton's campaign because of the hatred for black people? You know, violent, aggressive, powerful, but out of control. They need to be controlled. They need to be feared. Much like slavery, I think of parallels back to slavery. I think about, oh, don't pity the Africans. They're strong, aggressive, able to work. Don't pity the super predators. They are unintelligent, unable to work. What does that do? It demonizes them, an excuse to neglect them, to profile them, to incarcerate them in mass numbers, and to kill them without any type of remorse. So then I think, surely we still don't feel the effects of slavery today. I mean, we still have prosperous black people. Look at me, look at myself. Then there's a point where I think, what, because I wear khakis and polos over Jordans and sweatpants, I'm supposed to value my own self over other black people because I can use superfluous language and code switch in and out of the type of things I want to say in certain situations. So now the prosperous black people now have a double consciousness on them because they have been conditioned to believe that black people have to be less than. So now being anything more than that puts a guilt on a black person for just being exceptional. That's no way to live. That's no way to live. There's no way to perceive yourself. And that, I feel, is my personal feeling of the effects of slavery still on me, but I see my brothers and sisters. I see those out there who aren't as fortunate to be of much of mind and talent of me who are still looked at as super predators and less than. That is no way to live, and that is the effects of slavery.